flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's Spiegs and Mark Grody right here on the Score. Jason Leisure, the Sun-Times. You know, textures are bringing up an interesting point, which speaks to the whole idea of Ben's vision. And the way that we've been talking about it is, well, here's what he did in Detroit. Here's what he might want to kind of try and replicate that. But when Ben Johnson spoke on his hiring day about working with Caleb and working with the offense and seeing what he has and stripping it all down to the stud. I'll start with you, Grody. What did you think that Ben Johnson meant by that?
I didn't hear the first part of the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. Jason Leisure, what did you think he meant by that? That's wonderful honesty.
Ben Johnson said in part, I'll catch you up, Mark.
Thank you.
He said in part, I'm not going to just bring the Detroit playbook in here and just drop it down on the table and say, hey, guys, learn this.
Playbook.
And we,
I think Coach addressed that, you know, and talked to about communication and him being better in that moment, which I thought was awesome by him, because that's exactly what happened.
I hear what he says, but I got to see what he does.
Mark, have you heard enough to chime in? At this point, have you heard enough to feel like you can chime in?
You have my undivided attention.
I think I've figured out the context. Very good.
Excellent.
Loved it. Loved every bit of it.
Thank you so much, Jason Leisure. Enjoy some February time. You got a little breather here before the combine?
A little bit of a break, yeah. Grody, were you listening to any of that?
It was really good. It was really good.
Loved every word of it, yeah.
You should know, Jason, it was Matt that I wasn't listening to. Not you. I heard every word you said.
Sure. Welcome to the rest of my afternoon, Jason.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to sit and listen for 4 hours.
It sure is.
Right.
Exactly.
What is a horseshoe? What does a horseshoe do? Are there any horse socks? Is anybody listening to me?
Anyways.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Good evening to you. Hope you are well. If you're driving, be careful out there in the snow. If you're home, grab an extra blanket. It is upon us. It doesn't look as bad as they were predicting out there, does it, Groats? It's supposed to keep going until like 11 p.m., I do believe. You're closer to the window than I am.
I don't see it coming down right now. Like, it was coming down at a bad angle and a pretty decent clip earlier, if I may.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
You may.
I don't think it's snowing right now.
All right. Actually,
so it's good. So, hey, if you're going out to the Bulls game tonight, just be careful. Give yourself plenty of time.
Bulls-Pistons again.
The rematch.
I mean, after your experience last night, you got to be thinking about going again.
Oh, my God. It was just that.
You looked up. They're down 34 in the second quarter.
And that's when I started to pay attention. No joke. For real.
Was there a conversation about leaving when they
were down like 102-56. That's when I checked in last night.
Right, right. The only thing, I mean, I made up my mind I was going to stay for three quarters of that game no matter what. So that's what I did.
You're a hero.
I think there was like 6 minutes to go in the second quarter when
you're
I
Tyler
said to
Hero.
Tyler Hero. We need another hero.
Sorry.
Like a Tyler Hero.
Go ahead.
I said to Dorfman, I said, why don't we leave it the next timeout? But there wasn't another timeout. They're just like, you know what, screw this, let's get through this half. So I didn't even get the timeout excuse. But three quarters is pretty good for a game like that.
Did anybody offer a free meatball sandwich to your section at any point?
No, there was none of that. I will say this too. I guess the Benny the Bull spilled the popcorn.
Yeah,
Benny the Bill. The spilling the popcorn thing, there was no Slickers. I had said that there was Slickers.
I didn't want to call you out on that yesterday.
Yeah,
but it's one of my daughter's favorite bits, and every time we make sure we go early to a Bulls game, because they do it early in the first quarter, I believe. And I don't ever recall seeing any Slickers.
I think it was a group thing, like it was a special occasion, and so they gave out Slickers.
Like
everybody
thing.
Had their custom, their business name on there, and they then dumped the I think that's what I saw the last time I went to a Bulls game.
That's too bad. What'd you eat? What'd you eat at the United States?
I had a pretzel. I had a big old.
Nice.
What?
That's stupid.
Why?
It's a ridiculous food.
A pretzel?
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Dude, have a hot dog something. Like a man.
Whoa.
Something with a little protein.
Have some pudding.
Whoa. That's virgin food, man.
Have some tapioca pudding like Mike Brown. Folks, if you weren't listening earlier, what have you been doing with your life? Mike Brown was on at 3:25, and it was one of the greatest, most fun interviews I've been a part of in a long time.
Oh, it was so good, and it was one of the most magical seasons as well, 2001. But the conversation was really not even so much about his individual greatness that year. It was so much about that era and his pride as a Bears former player.
Yes, yes. And you know, his pride of having played for Dick Girano, he said, was one of the greatest men he's ever known. And then
amazing.
Lovie Smith and all the lessons he learned, which he takes into as his fatherhood and his manhood now. And then he revealed that he was a Michael Jordan fan because his stepfather was from Arlington Heights.
Right?
And afterwards, you gave him the unprecedented
10 Bears
designation of 10 Bears.
And that's very tough to get because he's not from here. So it's unprecedented. The part of the whole Bears bit is that you have to have been from here. That's how the bit was born. All the Bears that were from
you
the area.
It was you and I working together.
It was.
And we were cycling through the Doug Kramers and Cole Kmets and TJ Edwardses of the world.
Yes.
And you were assigning Bears.
Right.
Just how Bearsy were these guys.
Right. And this is the first time I believe on live radio I have given out 10 Bears, and I think that is well deserving.
Anybody?
Yeah!
I agree.
Yeah.
Anybody on this roster upcoming for this season who might be able to earn the rarefied 10 Bears?
Oh man, I mean, like I guess the next closest right now is got to be Cole Kmet because he is all about it. He embraces.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about this today before the show. Like, I don't think that I've ever seen another athlete in any of our big sports here in Chicago embrace their Chicago-ness as much as Cole Kmet. I don't even know if there's a close second. When I mean, obviously, plenty of players that have been from here that have played for our teams, but never that. Like, after a while, they get kind of. You know who's like seeming to really embrace his Chicago-ness here as a frequent guest on this show? And that's Nicky Lopez. I like that.
He's going to play for every team in town.
Exactly.
And we're hoping that his good buddy Alex Bregman comes here as well.
Right.
So last year, in the offseason, there was no more popular team in the NFL for people to say, watch out for the blanks, than the Chicago Bears. Several national pundits had them as potential playoff team. It seemed every day over the summer last year, we were grabbing a different national TV show and saying, listen to what they said about the Bears. And we talked about it. Oh, God, no number one pick has ever had a nest like Caleb Williams is walking into. No, nobody's ever had this. Why can't they be like the Houston Texans?
Keenan Allen and DJ Moore together? Oh,
they upgraded at wide receiver 3. They upgraded at running back.
Roma Dunze is here, up-and-coming tight end, and Cole Kmet.
God, all of it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the over-under was at... Was it 8.5? Was he ever? No, it was 9.5.
Was it that high?
It was 9.5.
I don't think it was that high. Was it 9.5?
Yeah. I think it was 9.5.
Where's Costos? Maybe Costos knows.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So it might have been 8.5.
Is it 9.5?
But anyway, I was picking 10 wins. A lot of people were. Anyway, the positivity was outrageous. And we got burned. 4-2. Yes, but then the Hail Mary, everything fell apart. We all know what happened.
They lost 10 in a row.
And we got burned. And we talked about this season as one of the more disappointing seasons of our Bears life.
It's one of the worst Bear seasons ever. Period.
And we were talking before the show about this possibility of the opener in Philly involving the locals. And earlier today, Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee show and was guessing who might play in the season opener.
And so we had the division opponents, which are always in play, and the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears, in my mind, become the matchup to watch for that Thursday night opener. I can totally see it now. Ben Johnson's first game in Philadelphia. Bears looking to make a comeback. It's not the marquee matchup that you're giving away early on when you're going to get the ratings anyway with the Lions or the Rams, but it's a compelling enough matchup that everybody would be excited to see it. My guess right now, is Bears at Eagles in the opener.
Shout out to Ruthie Polinsky of CHSN, who threw this out there on Twitter the other day before Adam Schefter brought it up. Ruthie, friend of the show. But as that exists,
the Bears,
with that possibility out there, and the excitement over Ben Johnson that's taken place all over the National Football League, and the expected assignment of assets to the offensive line and perhaps the defensive line as well. Whether we want to go down the optimistic head over our skis, oh my God, I think it's going to happen thing, whether we want to do it again, the league is going to do it for us. The national pundits, again, all the same stuff we were tracking last year about, well, there's always a surprise playoff team. Or this league, every year, there's 3 new playoff teams. And we all applied that to the Bears last year. Maybe we're not going to want to go there, but the league is going to do it for us.
Because they know the Bears are 2 offensive linemen and maybe a running back away from having all the wins that we thought the Bears would have. I mean, really, if you look at the way we have broken down the Bears this year, it's all the offensive line's fault. That's it. That if the offensive line is better, there's no way you're telling me that DJ Moore, and probably not Keenan Allen, but Roma Dunze and Cole Kmet and DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson are not going to work and make the Bears good. And this was a defense. Remember back in training camp, Speegs?
Yeah.
What I was reporting, the players were saying, they were talking about top 5. And the only person who put the brakes on the Bears and their top 5-ness was Matt Eberflus, who when things went poorly was the one that actually was the adult to say, yeah, I remember these guys talking tough about top 5. It doesn't look that way. But let's face it, there's enough talent still that exists on the defense to think that it can be a good defense. So I do understand where they're coming from and thinking that the Bears might. I don't know if that's the reason that they would have the Bears on, that they think the Bears are going to be good. I think it's the interest in the Bears is what it is more.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a big part of it. But I think people blame the offensive line. And everybody blamed the coaches. And I'm included in that.
I should have put that in there too. Yes, it's the coaches.
And it all, Ryan Poles is getting nationally a bit of a pass because of the coach failures. Yes, he chose them and he shouldn't have, and that's the biggest problem. But I think he's getting an understandable pass because of the idiocy of some of the coaches on this staff and the big boss not being a leader in Eberflus. Terrible pick, but you know, over the course of the year, it was so obvious. They lost authority and everybody knew it. That whole thing fell apart. So now they've fixed the coaching issues. They've put together what Matt Bowen called one of the best coaching staffs he's ever seen a new coach put together.
Right.
You know, it's like, so I think it's, there's a lot of, there's the national guys wanting Chicago to be a story.
Yeah.
As you mentioned,
right.
There's the fact that the coaches are better. Mm-hmm. And there's the fact that the offensive line is going to be invested in. And there's the fact that three teams do it every single football year.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the part two. There's the Caleb Williams part. The part of, look, we still think, and maybe this is the national, he's probably still going to be really good and maybe even a star. And now that he has the proper support system around him. But you know, I said it yesterday, and it sounds ridiculous. Coming off a season where the Bears won 5 games and lost 10 in a row.
Yeah.
But we all know what that roster looks like. We know what it is. And maybe it's a chemistry issue. Maybe this team doesn't play well together. But there's enough talent on that roster to think that if you do make some serious additions to what you have, you're not that far away.
I saw an early power rankings on ESPN, and the Bears were up at like 22 or something, which is not that high, right? But all the teams around them were like 8-9 teams. There was a 9-8 team there. And then here's this outlier of a 5-12 team at number 22, the expectation of a jump. Now, the Patriots weren't far below that. They might have been 24, and that's a 4-13 team expected to get a Mike Vrabel bump, you know? So, like, you always got to find some teams that get bumps, and theoretically some teams will come back to the pack. But it has already begun. Shane and Tanny, what are you guys going to be looking for over the course of the offseason and as the summer and training camp approaches and OTAs, some of the signs that we saw last year that the Bears are going to be a darling, optimistic pick around the NFL? What are we going to be looking for to find that again?
In terms of what the public sees, what I'm going to see, what we're going to see as media observers, or, you know, I think it's going to be like, oh, with a new coaching staff, oh, that this has to be better, right? You look at all the things that happened last year with Caleb, a new coaching staff, they'll definitely clean up all these things. It'll be, you know, it's a new beginning. It's Caleb's rookie year all over again. I think that's how they'll spin it. Like, so it'll be new and fresh, and it's a rookie. No second year QB has ever come into a season with a better chance.
That conversation coming to a breakfast ball near you.
Do you guys, a little bit of trivia here.
Oh, please.
Not trivia.
I love it.
I think you'll remember.
We'll play categories tomorrow.
Did you guys, I think that this is correct. When was the last time the Bears opened the NFL season?
Season opener?
Yeah, season opener.
Sadly, I know. Yeah, so I'll let Spiegel handle this one.
I want to let Spiegel stew a little bit over this, Tanny.
I think I know.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
After a summer of, oh, here comes Mitch with the offense 2.0, it was the absolute dud of a game against the Packers to begin 2019.
2019, after the hope of 2018.
Right. You're right.
The
65 degrees, clear skies in Chicago, and the 100th season begins.
Should be the final play before the 2-minute warning. 3rd and 10. Trubisky to the end zone, and it's going to be picked off.
Oh, God.
It's Adrian Amos who comes back to haunt his old team. The Chicago safety who signed as a free agent with Green Bay picks it off.
I'm flipping you off, Mark Grody.
Why are you flipping me off?
Because that is the most disappointed I've been.
To bring that up.
A 3-month wait, a 4-month wait for that game and what the season was going to be, and you knew that season was trash. We were like, oh, no.
Dude, we were talking about, there was booing in the first quarter, I think, of that game. Like, after Mitch's first two series, after this offseason of... Wasn't there, like, a big thing on Columbus or Michigan Avenue? Like, a big opening the season?
The afternoon show. We did a show in the lobby here.
Yeah?
For sure. I think that was the same day as Cubs play-in game, I think, with the Rockies, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
You're spot on.
Because the NFL 100 was a big part of it. Bears 100. Yes. So it was like a...
Who was the afternoon show?
Speed.
It was a guy. It was two guys you used to work with.
Danny and Mac.
Was it Danny and Mac?
Yeah, 2019. Yeah.
2019.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there was all the stuff. Do you guys remember this? Chance the Rapper was going to perform. I think.
Well, I do remember
the NFL sanction thing, and that he didn't.
Is that when he like started telling kids that they should hate all the cops?
Oh man. Is that what Chance is doing these days?
Yeah, like, I can't believe I ever got excited about the Bears again after that, because Dick Butkus, I believe, ran out of the tunnel, and I think Urlacher was there, Cutler came back, and I was like, here we go. And then again, I got excited about the team this past year. I should have never got excited again.
And then after last year, it's understandable if some people are like, I'm never getting excited again, but... The league is going to get excited for you. How are you not going to get excited again for this coming season?
I'm excited right now.
Right now. Right now, Shane.
I want football tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh. Forget baseball.
Amen.
I'm done with the White Sox. I'm done with the Cubs.
How dare you?
Give me football tomorrow.
I'm going to work at your brisk.
I can't wait to go to the combine at the end of this month.
I'm only like half circumcised, so I can be like another half.
Yeah, I know a guy. We can finish the job. Cool. You know the best part about being a Moyle, right? You guys know the best part?
No. Man. You don't even know that word.
Yeah, the Moyle is the guy who does the circumcision. Best part about being a Moyle is you get to keep your tips.
That deserved a rim shot, but nope, that's okay.
Not a rim shot.
Gross.
No rim on that one.
Hey-o.
Gross.
Hi-o. That's right. Had to give you that one at 5:20 on a Wednesday afternoon.
God, I don't know if we're going to get...
Don't pretend you didn't enjoy it.
Last night, there were jokes being told.
And the Dorf?
Well, the Dorf and I were joking around all night, you know? But I'm saying there were jokes being told on the radio last night in the Bulls postgame show.
Really?
Remember, the Bulls got demolished last night, so everybody's a little slap happy.
Slap happy
so
was there.
So since you brought up jokes, I was thinking about the Bulls radio postgame show
where
jokes were told. Do we want to tell these jokes right here?
Yeah, we do.
And right now?
Right now.
Okay.
You set us up for it.
All right.
Crouch.
Yeah, no, perfect. Because the game was so bad, and I believe this is Bill Wennington telling a joke to Alyssa Bergamini.
I'm Alyssa Bergamini, courtside here at the United Center, and alongside me, three-time NBA champion Bill Wennington. Bill, it's kind of one of those games, where do we begin?
Two reasons. One, 23 threes and a half is a lot.
Yeah.
And two, just making one. So both numbers are high. But anyway, I just want to let you know that, you know, I have I have an inferiority complex.
Are we on to the jokes now?
Yeah. But it's not a very good one.
I like how he said, you know what, enough talking about this game. We're pulling out the notes app.
Here's a good one. Maybe you can appreciate this after your trip.
Okay.
What does garlic do before it showers?
Peels off.
Oh,
it's close. It peels off.
It takes off its clothes.
Okay, that was close.
It's cloves. I get it.
Oh, Alyssa.
Chuck got it. Chuck got it. Where did that come from?
The best part of these jokes is when Chuck laughs at them. Or, you know, it's also great when he doesn't understand them.
Right on track, though. It's a good one, man. Alyssa, are you good?
You know, the Bulls might have lost by 40, but we're winning in this post game. And these jokes, right? Right, Chuck?
Oh, my goodness.
He's just looking at me like I'm crazy. Okay, well, tomorrow we get to do this all over again. Second leg of a back-to-back against the same squad. What are the pros and what are the cons when you see a team in back-to-back games like this? Hey, Chuck, you want to tune in?
Well, I mean, I can't top Bill's joke.
Boop.
Okay. But what did the waiter say to the kitchen help?
What?
I'm waiting for the food.
Did you study that one?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. People are probably looking at us here like, did you guys watch the same game as us?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Wow.
That's something. By the way, as I walked out of the United Center last night, the people saying goodbye to you, they were all saying, sorry about the score. Sorry about the score. Hope you had a good time. Oh, sorry about the score.
At the radio station.
Yeah, was that Mitch?
Yeah,
it was Mitch.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to ask you guys, did we play that too early? I'm sorry. Did I set that up?
Yeah, yeah. One of these days, Shane will send you the rundown
days. Listen.
I sent it to him today.
It was getting close to a break. I thought it was like a little preview for later.
Yeah, no, I could have
teased you guys my process.
That's on me.
Hey, Mark, do you know what time we meet, by the way?
Yeah.
Because I know you haven't filled in on the show often, but.
Yeah. What are you talking? Are you trying to say I was late or something today?
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay, explain what you're saying. Okay, I had to talk to Porth when I came in, actually on time. Yesterday, I had to talk to Bartosz. I saw Bartosz in the lobby. He had to tell me about his reffing high school basketball games.
I don't think he had to tell you.
Think Joe Bartosz cares about this station more than his own. He would understand if you had to leave that convo.
I told him. I said, I have a 1 o'clock meeting right now. And I said, Joe, you know this. You know that the meeting's
so what,
at
what
1 o'clock.
What about yesterday? Like, what 17-minute conversation did you have yesterday that got you hit 117 yesterday?
When I see Bartosz, we have a lot to catch up on, because usually when I see him, he's at BBM and he's writing, he's got too much going on. So when we see each other, it just starts to flow.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The conversation, we start to talk about the company.
It just warmed us up for tomorrow, because Aunt Heron's going to be here at 1:47, and hopefully we'll see you on time on Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, let me refocus us, okay? It takes a very stern, solid driver to refocus us.
Shane is fired up.
You guys, who is Dan Dorfman?
He's the unofficial score historian.
Yeah, he is.
Shane, let me refocus us. Did you guys hear the one about the blind prostitute? Did you hear that one?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, tell us.
Had to hand it to her. All right, so yesterday...
that deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
Yep. You got more jokes from...
can I say it?
Bulls.
What? Hurler, no. Bone, Lugan...
Bartosz.
So yesterday, Mark Grody talked about Jesus. Today, we're going to talk about Catholic wakes.
Okay.
Good luck, everybody. That's okay. Next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's no offseason for Bears Talk on the Score. With Ben Johnson and a new coaching staff on board, there's a lot of key decisions to be made with the roster.
Get a center. I'm not losing sight of this. Find one who's good. The guys who are great at that, they don't leave their teams.
So keep it on the Score as we follow the top storylines of a monster offseason for the Bears. We are Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is sponsored by Studio 41.
Remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Studio 41 can help. Our home design showroom offers a great selection of kitchen and bath products featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit us online at shopstudio41.com to find a showroom near you.
College basketball is gearing up. You can get in on all the action from tip-off to the final whistle at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Right now, new ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bet and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app, sign up with the promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Counseling resources available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with Hollywood Casino Aurora. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This Valentine's Day, shop at Helzberg and get up to 50% off select jewelry, like a diamond pendant that says,
"I'm so lucky I met you."
A stunning engagement ring to say,
"Let's make this day unforgettable."
Or an anniversary band to tell them,
"10 years and we still got it."
Come to Helzberg this Valentine's and get up to 50% off select jewelry and engagement rings. A perfect gift designed with the love and care worthy of your story. Visit a Helzberg store or Helzberg.com.
Hey, it's David from EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in home audio, video, networking, automation, and more. Home automation has never been this cool or easy to use. With a single touch on any smart device, you can turn on your heat or AC and adjust your lighting before you get home. View your security cameras and check out recorded footage or check in on your pets during the day. We partner with the best brands in automation and control, Elan, C4, and Savant. Visit our lifestyle showroom in Lyle or online at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messelthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, you need to do what I did and call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Zeke scores 780, self-employed, called to refinance his million-dollar home after getting rejected by three lenders. Zeke contacted David after hearing his ad about helping another self-employed listener who was also rejected for lack of income. David helped Zeke secure an $800,000 cash-out refinance using the 12-month average of Zeke's business bank statements. Let's review.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Virginia Hallis McCaskey, the matriarch of the Chicago Bears and daughter of George Hallis, the founder of the NFL, leaves a legacy of class, dignity, humanity, faith, family, and football. She lived by the simple adage to always do the right thing. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Hallis McCaskey family and Bears fans around the world.
Really enjoyed our conversations the other day about Virginia McCaskey with both Jarrett Payton and Dan Pompey. A remarkable life. Mark Grody, there's a famous barnstorming tour that Red Grange and the Chicago Bears embarked on in 1925 that's credited as a big building block in the popularity of the NFL, which at the time was behind horse racing, baseball, boxing, college football,
pretty amazing,
and more. Yeah. And Virginia McCaskey, at the age of two, was on that tour, held by Red Grange in promotional photos. And so Virginia McCaskey's life...
She's a real one.
...goes from being held by Red Grange on the legendary barnstorming tour to hugging Caleb Williams. You know, it's like that's the extent of her Chicago Bears and sports society life.
Yeah,
pretty remarkable.
I was thinking about this, that she takes over in 1983, right? She becomes the, you know, it's her team.
George has died, she's the boss.
I'm just thinking about that ride for her. A year later, in 1984, the Bears went. It's the becoming of the 85 Bears. In 84, they win that playoff game against Washington, and then the next year, all bets are off, and the Bears do what they did, 15-1, on their way to winning the Super Bowl. Like, that is fat. Like, things had to feel pretty good at that time.
I think it's going to be easy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to
be
easy. And the approval rating for the Bears and ownership and everything that it was.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different anecdotes, obviously, we could talk about with Virginia. But that popped to my mind recently.
Understandably so. The funeral was this morning at St. Emily Catholic Church in Mount Prospect. She died last week at the age of 102. And in her faith, of course, the funeral today, that means the wake was last night. Mm-hmm. And this morning, Mully and Haw had a chance to discuss some of the details from the wake of Virginia McCaskey.
Roger Goodell and New York Giants owner John Mara arrived together for Virginia McCaskey's funeral in Mount Prospect, according to Sean Hammond on the Twitter feed. And so Roger Goodell is in town for Mrs. McCaskey's funeral, which is a great turnout, great gesture by the commissioner.
Yeah, I mean, important for him to be there. I think it's expected. I mean, God bless him. I'm not dissing Roger. I think that a lot of NFL people showed up. I was told by a friend that they had all sorts of beautiful, you know, bouquets from everyone.
They did.
Every team provided these things, and the one from Green Bay was in the back of the building. Like, it was all
well, I'll tell you something that's a little interesting about that. So I went to the wake last night in Des Plaines, and it was a great turnout. And the stories during the day were people had to wait 2.5 hours to get in for the viewing. And it was, you're right about the bouquets, from everybody you could imagine in the NFL community.
Yep.
And maybe I didn't notice the Packers thing was in the back, but it was nice to see all the McCaskeys, Pat and George and Brian, and then the extended families, all the grandchildren and in-laws had like favorite daughter-in-law, favorite son-in-law, favorite grandson, favorite granddaughter. It was funny. And then, so it was great to see a lot of people from the Bears organization. Went to the restroom before I left and drove home. And yes, there was a Green Bay Packer urinal
guard. Yes.
In the bathroom.
Yeah,
not accidental,
they
but the kind of things
somehow
that McCaskey, that George McCaskey would carry around, and certainly the ultimate tribute during his mother's viewing and wake to have people remember where they are and why they're there.
Amazing.
The matriarch of the NFL. And they were thinking about, we got to get this joke in.
Well, George McCaskey, as David hints at there, is legendary for doing that all over Chicagoland, for bringing urinal guards or urinal cakes with Packers logos. He's a fan. He's a meatball.
I love it.
He's a meatball Bears fan. And
yes.
How do we feel about Packers urinal guards at the wake of the 102-year-old matriarch of the entire NFL?
You know the reaction is the same for
My
everybody
goodness.
Who steps up to the urinal and they look down and then they just shake their head like, oh, man, I can't believe
I can't
it.
Believe
they did that
this.
Urinal.
Well, do you hear Wayne Larrabee's voice in your head?
Oh, man. They've done it again.
I know we've talked like a ton about penises today, but just imagine David Haw just peeing over that Packers urinal.
I will say, it doesn't surprise me. Like, coming from an big Irish family, like having someone do something goofy at an Irish wake in a gesture of love.
Well said.
You know, that's that's the thing that I could definitely see
that's
happening.
That's a good point.
I feel like deaths should be an opportunity for a celebration of life. You know,
right.
I really do.
Dead.
And for instance, I thought Danny's brother Brad, that celebration of life that we went to.
Great.
I was beautiful, was wonderful. When you sit Shiva in the Jewish faith and you go over the house.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of love them.
It's a beautiful,
yes.
I think it's actually a beautiful custom. And you sit
the food.
There, the food, and then you talk, and there's always laughing and there's conversation. It's tough to laugh at a wake.
Right.
It's tough,
right.
but you have to.
Every single person ever walks into every single wake ever feeling a little bit awkward, feeling a little bit nervous, feeling a little bit shy, not knowing what they're going to see, feel, or how they're going to greet people. So, to have a little humor at these or a little something to take the edge off, good move.
Yeah.
Bears.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it's so
what would Mike
meatball.
Brown? Mike Brown would have loved that. Mike Brown.
as long as there was tapioca pudding.
Tapioca pudding and anything Bears he would like. But that's hilarious.
I'm surprised you didn't bring it up, Mike, the urinal cakes.
We could have. You told us we had to get off the phone, though.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You're like, that's enough. Got a break.
Oh,
got
God.
A break. Got to go. We got to get the Spiegel's economics class.
Peoria Matt wonders if they tried to get the state to pay for the funeral and wonders if that was too soon.
Oh, God.
Man. Peoria Matt is so old.
I mean, seriously.
Such an old guy.
Come on, PM.
He's old.
You know what? Let's wrap it up, Danny. I mean, who's coming up? Where's Rami?
Yeah.
Get him in here. Is
you're
it Rami?
Offended? No, it's Zach.
Oh, Zach. Zach,
it's
get
Zach
ready
Zaidman.
To start the show here. That's enough. The word's coming out of Shane's mouth today.
We could do a swap with Zach. You know, you and Zach, we could swap you.
Oh, yeah. It's worked before.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That deserved a rim shot.
What? I said it worked.
That's what I'm saying. It worked great.
I mean, I think we just said really cool stuff, actually.
Were you going there, Speed? Is that where you were going?
That's where he was going.
Of course, that's not going.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't take it.
Like, we've switched spots, and we're both very, I think we're both very happy.
Yeah. Zach is great at what he does. And Grody is terrific as a Bears guy.
Okay. Yeah,
it was great
as
on the sidelines.
Okay
we're all happy. Yeah. But I shouldn't be?
No. I mean,
yeah, Shane, you pointing out the awkwardness
is
only made it more awkward.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
I tried to end the show, Shane.
So anyway, back to something level-headed, like Packers urinal cakes.
Oh, yes, at a wake for the matriarch.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, Bears. Thumbs up, McCaskey
thumbs up
family.
George.
Yeah, thumbs up, George.
Yeah, I agree.
Whoever's idea it was.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm down for that. It is Spiegs and Grody. It's on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on 670 The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on The Score.
This will only be the sixth time in the history of the Bulls that they'll lose a home game by 40 points. That is the final margin tonight. Cade Cunningham with 20 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Beasley at 24 and set the new single-season Pistons record for three-pointers. Huzelis at 12, Giddey with 11, 6 and 4.
Adam Amin on the call there, courtesy of CHSN. It was gruesome last night. Kobe White and Nikola Vucevic missed their combined first 13 three-point shots. The Bulls missed their first 20 three-point shots. In the second quarter, the Pistons went on a 25-0 run. And I don't know how much Mark Grody and the Dorf were watching together last night, but there were air balls like Patrick Williams at the elbow. There was a pass into the arms of opposing defenders. There were passes out of bounds. It got ugly, and the booing was loud in earnest, it says, with about 9.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Groats, you felt the boos, heard the boos there?
Oh, it was 56-22. I can tell you, you are correct. Second quarter timeout is called, and it was almost like everybody was waiting for that break in play just to roundly, thoroughly boo the Bulls and the performance that we were seeing out there last night at the United Center. And there was that helpless feeling when you're watching an NBA game where you just know that they ain't got it. And it's like beyond bad. Like, this might be a bad starting five for the Bulls, but it was also just a bad, bad night for professional NBA players on the Chicago Bulls last night, and a Pistons team that showed you a lot as well.
Yeah, this is Billy Donovan after the game on the quality of play and the loss.
Well, it's embarrassing, you know, when you're sitting there and that's happening. There's no question about it. I think our guys, you know, probably feel the same way. You know, they invest a lot in it. But, you know, it's one of those things, to your point, on the home court. Yeah, I mean, you know, who wants to, you know, go through that, whether it be the players, the fans, any coaches, anybody, you know, you know, the physical part is something we've always had a challenge with, you know, and we're going to have to find a way to fight through some of it. And some of it, quite honestly, we do get overwhelmed physically with size and strength. We just do. And, you know, but in a game like that, you know, what I'd like to see a little bit more of, you know, is someone going to take a charge, you know, to something like that. So these are things that we you know, that we kind of get confronted with that we've got to, you know, respond to, quite honestly.
This is what Billy signed up for. This is what he gave voice to kind of passionately and interestingly after the deadline of, like, and after the Zach trade, I should say, about, like, what he's ready to do. Here you go. This is going to be ugly the rest of the way. They lost by 40. And the Pistons are decent, pretty good young team, but really just decent.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot more like this. And that's a good thing for the organization, as awful as it is
for
Billy.
I mean, and I don't like it from the standpoint of having gone to the game and the energy just not being in that building even before. I mean, look. Here they were, because yesterday we talked to Tim Sinclair, the Bulls PA, you know, because we were trying to figure out who's going to be the last guy introduced and what's the order going to be.
Who was it?
It was, ready? I'll build right up to it. Josh Giddey, number one.
Oh, boy.
Nikola Vucevic was number two.
Yay. I'm on the edge of my seat here.
I know.
Next.
I know. From I tried to end the show 20 minutes ago.
From China?
From Chicago.
Chicago.
Io Desumo.
Io Desumo. Wow. Three?
Yeah.
No, surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, I did the wrong order. Hold on a second. Hold on.
This is why we should have ended the show.
Hold on.
He was
Montas.
On it.
I just did Montas in bold for some reason. So I mixed myself up on my phone notes.
Montas Bozzelis.
Hey, you never get any napkins with these sandwiches.
He was third.
It's a fun movie.
Bozzelis 1, Giddey 2, Vucevic 3, Io 4 from North Carolina.
Kobe
White.
Wow.
And
yeah.
It was, and you know how usually there's that collective fan roar that you hear, like, when everybody is in unison?
Yeah, not
and
so
then,
much.
And then when you hear this at a game, you get to hear individual claps.
It's clapping.
There was, but no, but you could hear the individual claps. You guys know
just
what I'm talking
hand.
About.
Yeah,
don't act like you don't know.
We
like
do.
When the sound meshes together. You know what I'm talking about,
I
Spiegel.
Do, I do,
As
do.
An audio guy. You're a big Odyssey guy. Big audio guy.
Yes. I've...
What the hell is this guy doing, dude?
Forget it. He's rolling. Keep going, Groats.
You know what I'm talking
Finally
about.
Finally, he showed up.
So you can.
Wow, don't take that from him, Mark.
Yeah, don't do that.
In other words,
he probably didn't hear it, Danny.
No.
Don't worry.
I wasn't paying attention at all.
Good job.
You can hear the individual claps, is what I'm saying last night. Like, you don't want to hear
from
that.
From you and Dan Dorfman?
Yeah, from the Dorf. What's with you and the Dorf?
Well, right.
Why are you offended by the Dorf?
Stop.
Who is Dan Dorfman? The way that the two of you have been talking about Dan Dorfman
for
the last 2 days.
He's just a person.
Like, everyone should just know who he is. Is Dan Dorfman?
He's a friend of mine. That's all it should matter.
Oh, is he? Is he that one-arm guy?
Yeah, he's he's got that little...
Just say my friend. Just say I'm going to the Bulls game with my friend. I have no idea who the hell Dan Dorfman is.
Dan Dorfman actually...
He's the unofficial score historian.
Right. He's done plenty of work for the score. He actually used to do a column on 670thescore.com.
Wishlist?
So know your score history. What did you say?
Wishlist?
No, that was Wish. That was Wish who did that.
I cannot stand that guy.
What's Wishlist?
It's another person.
Greg
Wishnowsky.
Greg. Yeah, I hate that guy.
The Dorf is, yes, he wrote the 20th anniversary.
It's fun to say, Shane. Kind of like Doug Julin. It's fun to say.
The Dorf?
Yeah. I love Dag.
Yeah. So.
That's a wrap.
And that's Dorfman. Okay. That is Dorfman.
All right, Dan. I feel like I know him so well now.
I can get you his number if you and Anthony want to have
some screen time. Get some FaceTime with
Dan Dorfman.
Honestly, Dorfman is a White Sox, literally a White Sox historian, so you guys actually might be able to learn a thing or two
from
the
White Sox. The White Sox, they're one of the key franchises in the city. So... You know, it's important.
Absolutely. I think these guys could learn from the Dorf. I'm just saying.
Mark Grody, you're the best. This was fun.
It was a really good time. I'll see you Friday. I'll be back.
See you Friday. Tomorrow I get to work with Anthony Herron.
Yeah, big categories tomorrow.
You did hear that. Nice. Dave Wanstead tomorrow. I think we'll check in with Bruce Levine on all things baseball out there in Arizona. Sox and Cubs camps both underway. And Ant and the I will, kick it around. I got some Bears things for Ant. And then you and me back on Friday.
Bears.
Got some possibilities for things on Friday, but I don't want to share those yet.
Good job.
And then you and me for some of the days next week as well.
Yep. I will be with you Tuesday through Friday. Weederer and I on Monday.
Outstanding. For our guest today, Mike Brown, who was just outstanding today. Who else did we talk to? Jack McMarlin.
Oh, yes.
The nephew, yes. Jack McMarlin.
Jack McMullen.
Yeah, yes. Super fun to talk to Jack as well. And I think that was it. Those were our guests
today. They were awesome. They were both great.
Shane Reardon did a great job executively producing whatever this was. And Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every single day. We thank you for listening to the Spiegel and Holmes Show. And we will repay that by bringing it to you again tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on 670 The Score.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.